Blog Talk Radio. Monday, September 28th, 2021, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Howdy, 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 and happy Monday to you all. How's your day going? I'm just wondering because I'm nosy like that. But anyway, I hope it's going smooth and swift, maybe like a cool breeze, huh? Crazy like a whirlwind or somewhere in between. Well, it's moving, though, huh? Well, you know that's a good thing to be moving, especially if you are moving towards your hopes and your desires and those things that are meaningful to you for love and life and happiness. Yeah, that's really important stuff. You know, some folks experience that like a cool breeze anyway, and some find themselves in the crazy whirlwind, but you can come out just fine. Even so, and even more fine than before. So ride those winds, people. Ride those winds because they come and they go. Let them carry you on their wings. In life, we often have to trust what is the natural and the supernatural movement of things. And I know you've learned like me, that's how life flows. Well, there are many things that we have to trust our winds of wisdom to. And life insurance is one of them. Yes, indeed. I saw a post recently that said, GoFundMe is not life insurance. I chuckled, but, you know, while it has become a good source for funding, there's a word in that. Don't bank on it. It may work and it may not. But to make sure you are secure, I have my longtime sister friend and business associate with me today in the Foxology Spotlight to help us learn the inside and out of life insurance planning and why it is so very essential, so very important to have it. Well, as long as I've known her, she's always been a brilliant and caring business professional, and I know she means to sincerely help people with her knowledge and her products. Her name is Toni Bradshaw, Life Insurance Specialist and Regional Sales Director with Consolidated Planning, and she is my very, 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 very special guest today. Welcome, Toni.
Hi. Wow. Thank you so much. That was a very warm welcome. Thank you for having me, Silver. It's an honor to be here, and I'm really grateful that you reached out to me because this is September, which is also life insurance awareness month. And I've been posting. In fact, I did post that story recently about AJ Johnson. And I was touched because, you know, his wife was reaching out. I mean, she was devastated and hurting because they had no way to bury him. And, you know, I asked people to weigh in, you know, weigh in. What are your thoughts? Because she was saying the attention and, you know, the fake friends and, you know, all of that. She put out a GoFundMe and only got $800. $800. So you're right. Earlier you mentioned that GoFundMe can go either way. And this was one of those situations, you know, in her case, it didn't work, you know, as popular as he was, he made us laugh, you know, he kept us in stitches, you know, he made good money and people just assume, you know, that, hey, he's got it covered. But, you know, I've been doing this for a while and it's a divine assignment, you know, my background, right? And, you know, recently I got into this, and this profession chose me. I didn't choose it. It chose me. But like you said, I do everything with the utmost care, and I care about people. And I'm doing this so that I can help people, educate people on the importance of having a plan. You know, we have families we leave behind, and death comes like a thief in the night. You know, you just never know. So having me on your show to just kind of talk, you know, to start the conversation, we want people to not only think about it, but act on it. A lot of people have thought about it. They think about it often. They just don't act on it.
Yes, that's the absolute truth. And on the topic of A.J. Johnson, just an update I read this morning, and I believe that it's a fact, but last week people started stepping up for him, and at last post I saw, it had gone up to $70,000. So it indicated that many celebrities had come forth. And my thought and theory at the beginning when he passed and she was not getting, you know, what she needed, you know, people often just take a minute to assess things and, you know, make decisions on how much they can and will give and all of that. And, you know, when she said fake friends and all, even when I first read that, I thought to myself, you know, we say things out of pain, and I just couldn't believe that the level of friendships, associates, and all of that were fake. You know, some can and some can't. That's just the real deal. And some just had not, planned it out yet on how they were going to handle it. But at last read, as I said, it was up to $70,000, which, should put anybody away. I know, in a very fashionable and loving way. So it did take a turn. I just wanted to share that. But that's not the case with everybody, because I've seen some GoFundMes go south and did not
exactly
hope, in the way that people had wanted it to. And, again, I don't know what the situations were with those, but I've actually seen it go bad more times than good in many scenarios. But, you know, it's something, again, that's there. It's a tool, but as I said earlier, it's not something that you can always bank on. And you just mentioned something about, and I was thinking the same thing, people know about life insurance. It's not a new concept. People know about it,
right?
And they just don't act on it. And part of the reason I've known two people in the last few years who fortunately got it, and I don't like to think of it this way, but they got it just in time. And I don't know if they had some type of diagnosis that they were concerned about or what, but you know, it made sense. Not that it makes sense to always wait until, you know, you're looking at an exit. But I think, and I'd love for you to share your thoughts on this. I guess people just don't like to think about dying. They don't want to think about dying, but you know, we can't get out of this alive. So
we
need to think about how to prepare.
Exactly. And you know what? I was listening to you share that comment about the person, you know, needing it, because soon after they got it, obviously they passed away. And I was having this conversation with a few people recently, and that came up. Someone actually said one of the reasons that a lot of people, especially within the Black community, they don't get it is because they think that once it's in place, they're going to die.
There's a superstition involved.
Exactly. A family member wanted to pay to have her brother covered because he has no means of providing it for himself. And, you know, the family's just stressed out financially, you know, trying to bury their loved ones. And she actually wanted to cover two brothers. And one of the brothers said, okay, we can do this, but don't be trying to kill me. You know, we kind of joked about it. He was like, no, we're not going to kill you. You know, so we were able to get him covered. But the other brother refused to. refused because he thinks that something is going to happen to him. So that level of superstition, you know, is something that we have to really overcome. And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, I do when I go and I meet with people is, you know, I talk with them about, you know, this is going to end. It's going to end. And when it does, you know, you've got to be prepared. And if you don't take care of it, then your family is left to try and financially put everything together so that it makes sense, not just cover your, you know, your funeral or your burial, but, you know, there's, you may leave behind children, you know, who's going to take care of them? You know, those wives that you leave behind or those husbands that you leave behind, there are mortgages, there are rent, you know. People work today, so when they have to take off work, that's missed wages. You know, there's so many reasons and so many benefits to having life insurance, you know, and just planning, you know, and that's what we need to do. And so I think education and having a show, you know, that covers this type of a topic is so needed because there's the superstitions. And then there's the belief that it's too expensive. And it's really not expensive when you think about the benefits of it. You know, you can – I covered a family recently, a family of four, for less than $80, you know. And that's nothing. You know, we spend that in a week on, you know, things that are frivolous, you know, dining out, going to the nail salon, you know, going to the hair salon, you know, just different things. And so it's just a matter of prioritizing. In many cases, you know, someone asking, hey, are you covered? Are you and your family covered? And so, again, going out, talking with people, and I try and talk with everybody that, you know, I come in contact with. 3 feet away, I'm going to ask you. You know, I'm going to pass out my business card because we need to start having these conversations.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'd like to ask, now, when you mentioned the figure $80 for that family of four, I know it probably varies, but was that a month or a week? $80 a month?
That's a monthly premium.
Okay,
that's,
well, that really does sound doable.
Yes.
And, you know,
and
as I, one of the, I know that's what you said. You know, as we talk, I'm thinking of things we need to talk about as far as the resistance, because that is one of the primary things I want us to help get past. People hesitating to do it, breaking down the superstition, because we know that's really not real. It's just, you know, I'd hate to think that you bring that on by your thoughts, but it's just superstition. By buying life insurance isn't going to cause you to die. That's not going to happen. the other thing is, I don't know that this is the case, but maybe many families do consider budgeting out $50, $80, $100 might be a challenge. And if it is, Tony, who would you say in the family should be covered if only one should be covered at that time, if there's a family? Should it be the dad? I know you probably don't like to promote it that way, but if that's the only way they can start, can they actually alter the program as they go or not?
And that's a tough question because, you know, typically insurance coverage on the male is going to be a lot higher, okay? Men are at a higher risk. You know, insurance companies see them as a higher risk than a female, okay? But, you know, the male may be the major breadwinner. In that case, you definitely want to cover him, and vice versa. It may be the female. You know, rates are also determined by, you know, not just gender, but your age, also your health,
mm-hmm.
you know, how healthy are you? Carriers look at your background, your medical background, you know, that's also how they determine the risk class. And so that one's a tough one, but if I had a situation like that, if I walked into a home and I met with a family, I guess I would look at the person who is the actual breadwinner. That is the one that
mm-hmm.
I would start with first, you know, making sure that that person has adequate coverage. And, you know, you want to be able to make certain that, you know, the funeral costs are going to be paid for, be it a traditional funeral or a cremation. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, there's enough money in that policy to pay the bills. Also to pay off any outstanding debt. If there's a family business, you know, you want to be able to make sure that there's enough money in that policy where you can continue operating that family business because that's where the income is coming from. And then, you know, you want to look at, you know, your children and where they are in terms of education, continuing education, you know, college. That's something else that you want to consider. And then protecting a spouse's retirement plan. Maybe you own a home and the home isn't paid for, you know. There are financial tools out there for that as well. But to answer your question, I would definitely start with the one that is the major income earner in the home.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you said, I think, is very, very insightful because many people just focus on the fact that this money is to cover me in my funeral celebration. And so the things that you just described certainly needs to be, you know, it paints a much broader picture of why something like this is so important. Now, I imagine, again, that the cost must factor in that. How is it that you go about? You mentioned a few minutes ago, I think you said something about a scale or a range, or I forget the exact word that you used, that to determine how much
the
risk class, that's what it was, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that?
Well, you know, again, age, yes. Risk class is basically the type of plan that you would qualify for. For instance, if you are a smoker or you chew tobacco, okay, you're going to be in a certain class because you're a smoker, okay? You could have great health, you know, not be on any medications, not have had any major surgeries or anything like that. But because you're a smoker, instead of being in maybe the best plan that may be on the table at that time, now you may be in maybe the third best plan because you're a smoker. Okay, someone with someone on blood thinners, for instance, okay, that person may only be on blood thinners. They may not have any other medical conditions, but because they're on blood thinners, you know, insurance companies look at them in a different way. So they're in a higher risk class. So they may qualify for another type of insurance plan. You know, and there are various types, you know. And then you may have someone that, you know, is in great health, you know. They're not a smoker. They exercise. They're not on any medications. They may qualify for a different type plan, and that plan is probably going to be a plan where you get a lot of coverage for a smaller monthly premium versus someone that may have some major health issues. You know, that person may only qualify for a certain amount, you know, up to a certain amount of coverage, and their premium might be a little higher. You know, so that's what I mean about risk class. And so it's important to talk with an agent, you know, and take a look at, you know, where you might be, you know, in terms of your health. And, of course, it's always best to get insurance when you're healthier, of course, when you're younger. You know, I sell both permanent whole life policies as well as term. And which one is best for you really depends on your situation. You know, I customize my plans to fit the needs of my clients, you know. So it really depends, and it's really important that you talk with a professional agent versus a family member, you know. And I say that with emphasis because a lot of people will, especially older, like seniors, they'll rely on their children for guidance. And if they're not licensed agents, they should not be providing any type of expertise, any type of, any type of guidance in that area because, you know, seen situations where, you know, seniors will get into, or anybody will get into a plan, but particularly seniors will be in a term plan. And after that term ends, you know, after 20, 25, 30 years, now they're 75, they have major health issues, and they have no coverage. But they listened to their son, daughter, or whomever, and they told them that was the plan to go with at that time. And a lot of people look at cost, like the monthly premium, you know, and say, oh, okay, give me that. When they're not looking at, you know, long term, you know, how is this really going to benefit my family? And so it's important because when your term policy ends and you're past 50 years old and your health isn't the greatest, most aren't happy with the amount of coverage they can afford. And so it's very important to speak with a licensed agent. And like I said, get it while you're young and while you're healthy.
Would
risk class
would you
has a
explain,
lot to do with it.
Yes, indeed. Can you explain the term insurance policy? Because I've heard a couple of people have that not work to the benefit. Would you talk about that, the benefits and the
Yes.
You know, the reasons maybe it's not the best plan, the pros and the cons.
Okay. Okay. So with term insurance, it's an insurance that you can buy that, I mean, you can buy a lot of term insurance, you know, 500,000, a million, you know, a million. And the premium, the monthly premium may not be as high. You know, so you're getting a lot, but you're paying, you know, you're paying a, you know, a much lower amount than you probably would in a whole life policy. With that term, that term is usually going to cover you for 10, maybe 20 years, maybe 25, maybe 30 years, okay? Terms are great because if you're young, you own property, you have a business, you need to keep things moving and going. Should something happen to you, now you've got enough to pay off the mortgage. You know, there's money for your children's education. Bottom line is, in order for that term to benefit the family, the person has to die, okay? and that's basically, you know, what you're looking at with a term. It is going to end. That's why it's called term, okay? And so sometimes you can get a term that once it ends, it's convertible, and it can be converted into, you know, another type of policy. But, of course, that depends on the carrier and so forth. But the difference between the term and the whole life, it's a permanent policy. It's something that you'll have. It's a lifelong policy. Generally, the premiums are a little higher, and the coverage is a little less, okay? But you have these policies in place. They also build cash value. So you're building cash with a whole life policy. And if you needed to borrow against that at some point, you could do that. And there are different, you know, the criteria, the terms and things that you pay with that. It varies from carrier to carrier, but with the whole life policy, it's going to build cash value. Premiums usually never increase. The benefit amount never decreases. And sometimes it's the opposite with a term policy, you know. And there are a lot of other factors that, you know, are considered with that as well. But those are usually the difference. And, you know, right now we're living in a pandemic, Silver, and it is so important that people have enough. They don't have anything else. Enough for coverage, okay? And that, you know, you can get with a whole life policy, okay? No medical exams required. The average cost of a funeral right now, it's running about $12,000 to $16,000, okay? And that's just the funeral. That's not including, you know, the plot and the opening and closing of the grave. Cremations on average are running about $9,000. So I guess the takeaway would be make sure that you just have enough, if nothing else, for burial so that that financial stress isn't put on your family or your friends. And like I said, you can get enough coverage for, you can get a final expense plan that's not expensive. You know, it's not expensive when you think about the benefits of it. And again, it will build cash value. So being in this pandemic state, and people are just dropping. I mean, people are leaving, and so we need to be thinking about, you know, our mortality. Like, it's going to come to an end. I need to have this in place. That's what's important now. So start with something like that, a final expense plan, and then build around that, you know. And again, it depends on, you know, the situation, you know. But that's something that I can certainly help with. I can consult people with, you know, what they should be looking at. You know, some people already have policies. They haven't looked at them in a while. They probably don't even know where they are, you know. And I found that doing policy reviews also helps because people think they have one thing. But then when I look at the policy, I'm able to determine, wow, okay, here are the gaps. Let's look at closing up the gap, you know. So it's important to do a policy review at least once a year. And for those who are interested, who are seeking some guidance, you know, who want to get close, you know, talk to an agent. Talk to a licensed professional, and they can help you out. But gone are the days where we just think about it. We have to start being about it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like you to go over one more thing just for clarity about the term insurance, because I think you indicated that there was an age factor involved. So what would be the difference between a 35-year-old man with a term policy and an 80-year-old man with a term policy?
Well, a 35-year-old man looking for a term policy would be able to, you know, get something for 10,
Let me rephrase the question. If they passed away at those ages, that was what I really meant. If they unfortunately died at 35 and died at 80, how does the term policy serve them?
Those terms, they will pay out. They will pay those beneficiaries as long as, you know, the policies were paid and they're active. They would pay out the full benefit amount. So if that 35-year-old had $1 million term policy, say he had a 20-year term, but he died in year 18, it would pay out the full $1 million. If that 80-year-old was on a term policy, and at 80 he's probably going to be at the end, but as long as it's active, it will pay out the full amount, whatever the benefit amount.
What if it was paid out before then? What if it was paid when he was 70? What if the term
was paid
at 70? What if his term policy was paid at 70, full term, and he died
if
at 80?
If it ended at age 70?
Uh-huh.
If the policy ended at, if it was a term policy and it ended when he was age 70, if he died at
mm-hmm.
age 80 and didn't have any additional coverage, then there would be nothing for the beneficiary. Does that make sense?
Yeah, those were the things I wanted to have clarified for anybody that's looking, because if you've paid into a policy, I know that happened to someone, and you paid into a policy for 30 years and you didn't die, but you thought you were going to be covered whenever you died, and then you find out you're not. I mean, that's a terrible place to be in. So that's why I wanted that clarity, Tony, for people to understand what happens, because that was the misconception with the individual that I know about. They thought that meant that whenever they died after that, they were going to have the coverage. And that's just not how it works.
No, it is not. And if you are, you know, if you're caring, if you have an elderly parent or a grandparent, aunt or uncle that you care about, definitely take a look at what they have, because a lot of them will be on some type of term policy that is going to end. And when they die, there's a good chance they may not have any coverage. The other thing that you want to look at is, you know, the existing policy. How much is it? Is there enough in that policy to cover the cost of a funeral? A lot of them don't have enough coverage. They have some insurance, but they don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
And unless mm-hmm. you have, you know, an extra $5,000-$10,000 lying around to bury a parent, you know, you're going to need something else. And I tell people, don't rely on your savings. Please don't rely on your savings as a source of funding for your burial, because anything can happen and your savings can be wiped out. I've seen it happen. And
mm-hmm.
then there was nothing
mm-hmm.
for burial. And so a lot of people are turning to cremation because they don't have the money to cover the cost of burial, you know, a traditional funeral. And cremations are costing almost as much as a traditional funeral.
Right, right. Okay, well, I think, let's see, do I have one more question? I'm asking these questions about terms because I, you know, I've had some, not my own experiences, but with other people that I've known, and it just, oh, God, it just turned out to be a fiasco. So when is it that a term policy serves someone best over a whole life? Is there such a thing? Or do you primarily try to get people to get the whole life?
I think it's a case-by-case situation. Again, I think term is great when you have things you want to protect, when you have assets. You know, if I write a term on someone, but they're looking at $500,000 for 20 years, I'm like, okay, let's do this, okay. But mind you, you're 40 years old. So while we're doing that, let's go ahead and put you in a hole as well, you know, because when that 20-year term policy ends, you're going to have coverage. And so it's going to go based on your age. So if you're 40 today and you're buying a 20-year term, you're going to be 60 when that policy ends, and it's going to cost you so much more, you know, unless, of course, like I said, you're in a product where, you know, you can convert that term. But generally,
and you're
I would
still
say,
alive.
Exactly, exactly. But generally, I would say term, if you're young, you have a family, you have children. So, you know, there's a lot to protect there. I would go term. If you're 50 and above, I wouldn't say no to term, but I would look at doing a hybrid of some sort where you have both whole life and term.
Okay, I can see why that would be beneficial to an individual or to a family. That sounds good. Now, let's talk about a couple of other things while we can. I think we've probably provided a lot of clarity regarding whole life and term. What other products do you have or suggest that people also have in place? Are they offered through your company as well? You mentioned final expense. Is that a program or is that a policy?
Final expense is, it would be a policy. And I specialize in final expense. And, you know, we have a product that we marry with our final expense policy. And what it does is it reduces the cost of a traditional funeral or cremation by up to 80%. Okay. So
that's really huge.
That's really, really huge. And we're able to, you know, advocate. We have a team that can advocate on behalf of those families and work with, you know, funeral directors. And we can get those costs down. You know, we can also, you know, help them with funeral merchandise. You know, funeral merchandise can be very expensive. The casket alone, you know, can be very expensive. And we bring that down considerably. But, you know, with the product that we have, we're providing our clients with their funeral merchandise. We're bringing the cost way, way down. So really the benefit is if you are in need of a final expense plan or policy and you don't have a lot of money, okay, we can get you enough to cover your funeral costs at a reduced price. So that means that people won't have to go out and buy maybe $20,000 in coverage, which might cost them, you know, it could be expensive depending on their age, their health, their gender, right? But with us, they could buy half of that and still be able to cover the cost of their funeral and or cremation. So final expense is something also that families need because generally those products, they pay out immediately. Those claims are paid out, most of them within 24 hours. And you need that when you're planning, you know, a loved one's home go. You need to have access to money, like, right away. And so that's the beauty of, you know, having a final expense plan in place as well.
How does the price compare to the other policies?
Pardon me?
How does the price compare to the other policies?
Well, it depends on the age, the gender, and your health. I would say on average for my clients, now I work with, I would say the majority seniors, people who are 50 plus, okay? On average, we're looking at about $50 per month, you know, on a premium, and that's going to, you know, get them access to a reduced funeral cost because we're going to make sure that they have their casket. We're going to make sure they have their vault as well as their grave marker, you know. And those three items alone, that right there is a huge expense, you know, in most funerals, besides the, you know, professional service charges that the funeral home charges you. But, yeah, we negotiate all of that. So, yeah, I mean, I feel good when I go out here and I help people because I know I'm truly making a difference. They're not just buying a policy from me, but they're getting this policy with the assurance that their final wishes will be taken care of.
Right, right.
So that
and
is
that's
the difference
goal.
Between. Yes, yes. So, you know, like I said, I feel good when I go out and I work with people because, you know, some people, again, you know, their health, their age, their gender might prohibit them from, you know, being able to buy $10,000, $15,000 in insurance. The budget may not allow that, but I know
right.
I can certainly help them because I can give them what they need. And that's what people want. They want a peace of mind. They want to be able to know that it's going to be taken care of.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have you talk about it today, there, and I'm not saying this to in a negative sense, but there's a tremendous amount of advertising right now for life insurance. And if you just, you know, if your inclination is to call that number, I imagine that there are going to be various offers. Based on what you have explained today, there's a lot of options. One of the main reasons I wanted you to to speak to people today is because I think there needs to be a true level of confidence within a decision so very important that you're making in your life. And the people that I talk to on my show, I feel are trusted experts, people who, as I mentioned before, I think care about people and what's going to happen to them in life and in this particular case in death. But I'm presenting this with the hope that anybody who may have felt any type of hesitancy, resistance, fear, would reach out to you as a person that they could feel comfortable with their questions, regardless of how ridiculous they may be, or their concerns, regardless of how ridiculous they may be, that you will be able to help support them with the right information, with the right kind of confidence and comfort they need in knowing how to handle a life insurance policy. I think you've said a lot of things that have supported that. But I know just with all the options we have in most things, it's hard to even know, you know, you might not call just because you just don't feel like, I don't know what they're going to say to me, and I don't know exactly what to say to them. But having someone like you on the show, I feel provides a higher level of confidence. You know, your authority and knowledge in it is obvious. And so I'm hoping that people will take advantage of the fact that they can deal with someone one-on-one who is not going to mislead them because of, the financial gain on their part, that, you know, you get
absolutely.
Your blessing because you did the right thing, you know, for them. And that's one of the assurances I would like to tell people. You know, I've known you for a very long time, and I know how you feel about helping support people and making sure that what you're offering is going to be of great benefit to them. So is there anything
that you
need to – you are welcome. You are more than welcome. Is there anything else that people should know, things that we should talk about before we look at wrapping today? Is there anything else that you know needs to be told to them or explained?
Well, I can't stress enough the importance of having these conversations. You know, there are families where the children want to talk about it because they're concerned. They want to talk to their parents about, you know, end of life. And you have parents who don't want to talk about it. And then you have parents who want to talk about it, but their children don't want to talk about it. And I think it's so important that, you know, we have these conversations. Pull in a licensed professional, like you said, that you trust. And that's another thing. It's important that people trust you. They have to have confidence in the information that you're sharing, but they have to know that you care about them. And I think that's what I love most about what I do, Silver. This is the first time where, I mean, I've always been passionate about my work, no matter if it was, you know, the advertising, the marketing, the software sales. I've always been passionate about it. But this business, I truly have to do from the inside out, okay? I put my heart in this business. I have to connect with people heart to heart. And so I care about every individual that I'm in front of. And if I can, I'm there with their family, helping them to have this conversation. So I think that, you know, if you don't know of an insurance agent in your market that you trust, that you can call. I mean, I'd love to be able to give my number out. People can give me a call. I can provide my email, and I'd be happy to have these conversations. You know, Zoom is a powerful tool. You know, we can Zoom as well. So I would just say, begin to have the conversations. Don't let it enter your mind, and then that's it. Put it away until someone gets sick. You know, no, now is the time to do it. And we got to have these conversations. So that's what I would leave with the listeners today. This is very vital. I mean, we have insurance on our cell phone. We have insurance on our cars. Car insurance costs way more than life insurance. That's crazy to me, but that's how it is. But we insure the things that, you know, the object, you know what I'm saying? We take care of those things. I think it's very important that we take care of our families. We need to protect our loved ones. So, you know, we need to get on it. So I'm here. I'm here to help. My number is area code 478-227-9717. Again, the number is 478-227-9717. My email is tonybradshaw01@gmail.com. I'd love to be able to answer any questions you guys may have, provide some quotes and rates for you, and we just go from there. If you have family members or a parent or children that don't want to have the conversation, I'd be happy to, you know, assist in that area as well.
Wonderful.
So I just want to say thank you so much, Silver. This has been awesome. You know, I only covered a very small segment of life insurance, but there is just so much more, you know. And one of the things, too, you know, it's really needed in our communities, and our company is hiring. And right now there's such a high demand for licensed agents. You know, when you look at the past and you look at where we are, the baby boomers, they're retiring, you know. And there is a need. The population is larger. You know, there isn't enough life insurance agents. So if anyone is listening and they're interested in learning more about, you know, becoming a licensed agent, please, by all means, reach out to me. I'd be happy to, you know, steer you in the right direction there as well. So just want to say thank you so much, Silver. You know I love you. It's been an honor. It's been a long time since we've been able to, you know, tag team and do some things together. But I've always admired you. You know that. And you just keep evolving, and it's a beautiful thing. And I say that the world is very lucky to have Foxology.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. You know, the few feelings are certainly mutual. I do appreciate you as well. I'm looking forward to us connecting outside of the show and maybe hanging out a bit, too. We can make that happen as well. I thank you for everything that you shared, and I do realize that there are, again, are so many more products, and there's just as many questions, and so I'm going to make sure that information, your email and the telephone number, gets put on the show info and anything else that I post about the show. I think that, you know, there are other opportunities, certainly, for people to reach out, but I'm going to say call Tony. That's the way
awesome.
That's going to roll with
me. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I do appreciate you. I certainly do. Thank you so much. And I'll reach out a little bit later today just to see what maybe we can plan for the future.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love you. God bless you.
Same here. And I want to thank
okay.
all of you for hanging out with me today. Take care. And I am trusting that you learned a lot today about life insurance and the insights that maybe you typically don't get to hear in the way that you have heard them today. You know, I know about sales and salespeople, and I know sometimes sales is what's number one and not so much the people that they're talking to, but I know you heard in Tony's presentation and voice today that this is a mission and a ministry for her, and she really does mean you well in every sense of the word. So I am going to suggest that you do reach out to her. Again, I'm going to give out the number. It's 478-227-9717, 478-227-9717, and her email is Tony, T-O-N-I, Bradshaw, B-R-A-D-S-H-A-W, 01, at gmail.com. And again, I will make sure that information is on the site as well in case you didn't have a pen handy. So call her, reach out to her with your questions, and get yourself and your family covered. So I know that was very helpful to all of us. I want to mention before I let you go that I have two books on Amazon. One's been there for a little while, but it's going to be there for a long while because I just think it's real good stuff. It's called What is Faith? I wrote it a few years ago, and it's a lot of little tidbits, quotes, short stories and things like that is meant to encourage you in the area of your faith and just processing life on a day-to-day basis, things that will inspire you. And my latest book, Stay in the Ring, I think it's so fierce, but I would think so, right? I know a little bit, maybe a lot of bit about staying in life when it gets tough. So you got to punch back. That's my thought and my theory. They're both on Amazon. All you have to do is Google Silver Ray Fox on Amazon and books, and you're going to see a wonderful display of my products there. So I hope that you will get yourself a copy of each of those. I also hope that you will share the link in today's show. Again, there are a lot of people that need to know about this, and we need to move forward again without hesitation and without fear and without negotiating with ourselves about whether it's good or bad. It's a good thing. So share the link and let them know what's going on. Well, you know what? Master Your Mindset Monday has rolled around pretty fast. It did a little late on September because Labor Day was the first Monday, and I skipped it. I can do that since I produce my own show. But anyway, it's coming up next week, and I'm going to be talking about something very interesting. I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to give you a tease or anything right now, but you know I got something for you. So you look out for me next Monday for the Master Your Mindset segment. It's going to be a good one as per usual. So in the meantime, I want you to have yourself just a great day. You be good. You be blessed and be awesome.